Welcome to This Time Next Year's Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Ms. Tina Greenbaum. Tina, why don't you take it from here?
Okay. Thank you, Tanya, and thank you for doing this in this very timely time in terms of right before the holidays. And my specialty actually is talking about stress and managing your emotions. I have a program called, I forget what the name of my program, isn't that funny? Mastery Under Pressure. So we're gonna talk a little bit about stress, and I'm gonna give you a little bit of background. Some things maybe you've heard many times before, and some of them may be actually a little bit new to you. Because I wanna help you look at where the stress comes from. You know, a lot of the things that we do are unconsciously motivated. And so when we make things conscious, we have a little bit more control and we're a little bit more in charge. So stress, the way that I look at it is it is a mind and a body experience. So that means that whatever is registered in your mind as a thought is also registered in your body. Or if something is registered in your body, it's also registered in the mind. So when we're dealing with stress, the way that I have found the most helpful is to be able to kind of become in relationship with both your thoughts and your body reactions. So let's imagine that you're afraid of dogs, okay? And you see a dog out of your peripheral vision coming down the street, and your body goes into a stress response. If you know, your hands get clammy, your heart begins to race, your mind gets spinny, and then a nanosecond later, your mind says, dog. So many times we try to solve the problem of stress, kind of, you know, like thinking and talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, and sometimes that will work. But we also have to bring in the body and calm the body down so that the body and the mind can be in alignment. So what happens again when we get stressed? We call it a stress response. The adrenaline goes off, the cortisol begins to flow through the body, the stress hormones kick in. And this is great, as we say, in an emergency. If there's a tiger running down the street, it's a really wonderful thing for your body to do. But what happens in our culture, so many of us are in this stress response all the time. Okay, so the holidays are coming up and it's very apropos because everything is sort of magnified. And I know that this audience that I'm talking to, many of us are business owners, entrepreneurs, business professionals, and we live with stress all the time. So you add on a little bit of stress or a lot of stress around the holiday, and then what happens to the system? It becomes one overload. And when your body is on this overload and there's adrenaline pouring through your system all the time, the body never gets into a state of relaxation. So when it's in a state of stress, we say that the sympathetic nervous system is in charge. That's when the adrenaline is going off and the, you know, and the stress hormones are kicking in. And then what we'd like to see happen is the parasympathetic nervous system kick in. After the danger is over, then we are able to calm our bodies down and we go back to a state of kind of normal, whatever normal is. So again, in our culture, we don't do that very well. So part of the training in terms of learning how to manage your stress is learning how to manage the body, going in, knowing how to focus, how to relax, how to calm it down, that you invest your time and your money into learning how to initiate that stress response, sometimes in an instant. So if we go back to that example of dog, and I see dog in it and in my mind, and I know how to breathe and I know how to calm myself down, then I can think clearly, well, that dog is on a leash and that dog is not coming after me and there's no danger. And then I can begin to start to think more intelligently. Okay. So again, let's look at stress. Now let's bring it to the holidays and look at how stress, you know, we generate stress sometimes without even realizing it. But there's an axiom that says that if your reality is in one place and your expectations are in another place, well, what do you think you have in between? Okay, you have frustration and you have disappointment, and then again, the stress response can kick in. So let's say I'm, you know, the holidays are coming. I have a lot of work that I'm trying to get accomplished. I have a lot of expectations. I have family coming or not coming, or we're going to go into a little bit more about that in just a moment. But I'm beginning to add on things that I'm already having a stressful life. So if I start to look at my reality is over here, I've got a lot of work, I'm trying to accomplish a lot of things, and my expectation is that I'm supposed to be this amazing hostess, I'm supposed to cook, you know, for 20 people, I'm having this dinner for so many people, and I begin to feel that anxiety. So one of the things, and I'll kind of weave in some of my tips as we kind of go through. So what do we want to do about that? When our reality is over here and our expectation is over there, something has to shift. So we either have to shift our expectation of what we expect of ourselves, or we have to change our reality. Okay, let something else go. Well, let's just say I have all these people coming and I have a lot of work on my plate, and I want to, what do I have to shift? Well, I have to shift my expectation of myself. So I might want to make, somebody called me the other day, my sister-in-law called me and asked me if I'm making a Hanukkah dinner, and she said, are you having sugar cookies, and are you having, you know, this, and are you having that? And as soon as she started to say that, I started to get, again, overwhelmed, and I was losing my breath. And I can always tell when I'm under that kind of stress because I can't breathe. It feels kind of crushing. So I kind of sit with it for a moment and I say, okay, what do I want to accept and what don't I want to accept, and what can I do? What can I do? And what do I want to do? Well, if I want to make the cookies, then something else is going to have to shift. So it's rather than taking these things on as, oh my God, what am I going to do? And somebody's going to be disappointed in me, just as the last speaker was talking about. It's what is in my control and what is out of my control. So the first tip I've given you as I'm saying this is we want to look at what are my expectations and what is my reality, number one. And number two, what's in my control and what's out of my control? Can I say no to doing, you know, the cookies, and can I do all that kind of stuff? Or do I want to shift something else? I hope that makes sense to you, because these are some of the guidelines that I use in my life absolutely all the time. What's in my control, what's out of my control. Okay, one of the other things, when we're talking again about holidays and expectations, let's just imagine that when you were a child, you had a wonderful holiday experience. It kind of matched the, you know, the Hallmark card experience, and it was really great. But in your adult life, things are not maybe all that way. You know, maybe you're experiencing family members that are gone, so that you're experiencing loss. Maybe you have children that are across the country, or family members that are across the country and can't make it into a family dinner like you used to have. There's a whole bunch of things that can cause us to feel sad. You know, again, we've been given something with this Hallmark thing, and does my reality match up to that? Well, let's say that it doesn't. Let's say that I have this great childhood experience and my current experience is not so great. Well, I want to start to look at, where is the stress coming from? Where are the expectations coming from? And again, in my thinking, what can I shift? So let's just say, again, I had this great experience as a child. Things are not the way that I exactly would want them to be at the present moment. And I begin to start to look at, okay, rather than what I don't have, I start to want to look at what do I have? Well, maybe I don't have, like, I don't have my three kids together at one time here this holiday season, but I have one. Wow, aren't I lucky to have one of them that lives close by? And that becomes the treasure. That's where I begin to start to have the gratitude. And with my other children, how else can I connect with them in a way that maybe it's not the same, but it is something that is good and meaningful, and, you know, maybe that we'll have a group Skype call or a family get together or something that I can create and be creative into what can I do rather than what I can't do. Okay, let's just say, so that's one scenario. Let's just say that I had really not such a great experience during the holidays when I was a kid. And I have a lot of sadness around that. And I have a lot of regret that my, you know, it didn't look the way that I wanted it to look. Well, again, if we bring ourselves back into the present, how can I think about this differently? We have great, great, great power in our thoughts. How can I think about it differently? Well, I can't go back and change the past, but again, I can create something meaningful and wonderful for me in the present. You know, I've got a lot of clients and a lot of friends and, you know, people all over the country, and, you know, I get very busy at this time of year because a lot of people, their experience is not the way that they want it to be. So we're always looking at what is in my control, even if I don't have family here. Who can I give to? You know, can I go to a homeless shelter? Can I go someplace where people can appreciate me? So I just wrote an article yesterday about how to become optimistic in your thinking or how to become a more positive, optimistic person. And optimistic people are resilient people. And resilient people think very differently than non-resilient people. So we want to, again, watch our thoughts. You know, rather than it being a tragedy, I wanted to see it as an opportunity. Or rather than something being a calamity, I want to see it as a challenge. And recognizing, you know, how you think and how you feel. One of the things, again, that we talked about when I think about those cookies, my first reaction was, ooh, that's too much work. I don't have time for that. And then I remembered that my sister-in-law asked me, do I want to make sugar cookies? Well, my mother used to make amazing sugar cookies. I haven't made sugar cookies in, maybe 30, 40 years. But I called my sister yesterday and I said, do you have mom's recipe for sugar cookies? And she gave it to me. And so I'm going to make the sugar cookies. So taking something that felt overwhelming, thinking about it overnight, and making a different decision that this is something actually that I want to do. So the way you think, the way you feel, get in touch with that. Recognize how you're feeling about it. Recognize where is the stress coming from? Whose expectations am I attempting to fill? Are they my expectations? Are these my beliefs as a grown-up? Or are these beliefs that I have taken on from somebody else that is not mine? So these are some of the things that you can think about during the holiday. Again, that question is, where is the stress coming from? That's one of my great questions when I start to feel that overwhelmed feeling and just uncomfortable. Am I bringing it on myself? Or am I giving it, you know, or am I giving credit to somebody else where it's not due? So what can I do? So then let's just think about, here we are, we're in the holidays, we've made some decisions, we've eliminated certain expectations from ourselves. Then the next thing is honestly to bring yourself into the reality to enjoy the holiday. Enjoy what you can. Again, what's in my control, what's out of my control. Enjoy what you can and let go of what things that you cannot control. Now, a lot of times people ask me, again, it's really easy to say, let it go, let it go, let it go. Sometimes we can let go of things pretty easily. We don't have a lot of energy on them. They don't have a lot of impact on our lives. And sometimes we have to take the time and kind of work them through. So I had an example that my ex-husband is Greek, and I'm Jewish. And so when we were raising our kids, we had both Christmas and Hanukkah. And now we're separated, and my lives have taken on a different turn. Well, my son, the one who's close by me, has an expectation of the way things used to be. And so I was feeling very much wanting to kind of make it good for him, and at the same time kind of following what I could do and what I couldn't do. So recognizing the conflicts, recognizing who am I trying to please. Again, the last guy was talking about being a people pleaser. I like to please my children. Sometimes I can't please my children. Sometimes I can't please my new husband. Sometimes I just have to worry about what can I do? What can I, you know, what's in my control and what's out of my control? So I'm going to wrap it up with this. I've gone somewhat in different places because the holidays are jam-packed with a lot of emotion. One of the things when I was going through some really, really hard times around the holiday, I used to keep in my mind that this day, yes, my reality is that this day is really hard. It's really hard. It's really not the way I want it to be. It's not the way that I would have designed it to be, and it's really hard. And you know what? It's going to be over in 24 hours, that we can get through sometimes these things that we can't control and kind of restart again, and they then make commitments. Well, for this year, it wasn't this way. But next year, my intention is going to be that it's going to be different. So I hope that some of these things have hit a nerve with you. I wish you, you know, and those of you that have the holiday exactly the way that you want it, be grateful. Be grateful, be grateful, be grateful for every single moment, every person that's in your life. And if you'd like to know more about how I teach people how to manage their stress, how to manage their emotions under pressure, I have a program called Mastery Under Pressure. I have an online program, and I also have a workshop coming up in the Bay Area on January 21st and 22nd. It's a two-day workshop in the East Bay, and you can find out more information about me at Tina Greenbaum, www.tinagreenbaum.com, and my phone number, which I'm happy to receive phone calls, is 631-988-1109, and my email is tina@tinagreenbaum.com. And I wish you all absolutely a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Thank you so much.